Okay, let's get over here to Merritt, who's calling us from Puyallup. Hi, Merritt.
You caught me putting a mouthful in my mouth. I knew you were going to do that. Just as I threw it in.
Actually, the rule is, sir, you put the stuff in your mouth first to ensure that I get to catch you.
That was the whole idea. I'm sitting here eating my breakfast because I realized as I was waiting on hold for you, I have made it to a quarter to two, according to my clock here, that it is. I have yet to have any breakfast.
Your clock's a little fast, so, ma'am. Your clock's just a little fast, but you go ahead with your question.
It's always fast. My husband's always late. So if you keep changing the clock time, they have no idea what time it is.
Well, ma'am, I have the same problem. If I sit down to have a cup of tea, I can guarantee the doorbell's going to ring.
Right. But see, I've got a son-in-law who does heater and air conditioning in Ohio.
Okay.
So regardless of what anybody says, their heater's been out for a whole week, but they will call him Christmas Eve to fix it.
So, rules of life, ma'am. Rules of life.
Well, who gave Murphy permission to make those rules? And he is a general, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So
what was on
Murphy's
your mind,
laws are laws, you know. They're laws of nature. They're laws of science. We have to obey the herb or the herb will make you throw up because that's what the herb's made to do.
Okay.
So don't tell me your medicine is natural because hemlock's natural, too, and I'm not washing my hands with it.
Oh, hey, cyanide's natural, ma'am. Come on now.
I told that to a lady at the fair, and the whole everybody was watching me as she walked up to me. She goes, "Would you like some?" I go, "No, leave me alone." She goes, "What is natural?" I go, "Hemlock's natural. Leave me alone."
Okay. Well, what did you have on your mind when you called, ma'am?
I'm sorry, but I've got something funny to share with you. Do you know why I like you, Dr. Jonathan Wright? You know when you don't know what you know. You also apologize politely that you don't know, but also you don't just go, "Well, it must not be true because I tried it on somebody and it didn't work." That's not what natural medicine is. Natural medicine means that it works on you, but it don't work on you, and we need to find out why. So I got a little bit upset because my natural medicine, everybody that I called doctor when I was a child is dead except for you, and Dr. Michael Medved and Dr. Tom Williams is still alive, and so is Dr. Kevin Lehman, and I'm trying to figure out the other doctor that used to help me as a child. You didn't know you helped me. My foster mother didn't help me either. It was my grandmother I went to and my Nana. Nana spoke
grandma.
German. Fluharty didn't speak enough German to keep up with Nana, but she spoke enough to tell Mama to get off my back. Because when I got in the room with all the grandmas, Nana would turn and bite something off, and all grandmas would leave the room except for me and Nana. I have no idea what she said to them, but I knew that when she hit that tone, all grandmas got up and turned and walked out of the room.
Okay, ma'am.
So I don't know what Nana said, but I am now Nana. And my grandchildren have learned that when I say something, I didn't ask you if you want a cup of tea. I said, drink it.
Okay.
Your brother's sick. You're drinking it. You know, so I've got grandchildren that have the same problems that my children have, but they got new ones because they married a new set of diseases.
There you go.
My children are allergic to the world because I'm allergic to the world and their grandma's allergic to the world. But we mix them all together with a diabetic family, which makes me worried about my children more than anything else because my family's all died of cancer.
Oh, dear.
And the ones that weren't died of cancer, they've been murdered. So I'm having a hard time when people tell me you don't know what you're talking about. I have had the best doctors in the world to make sure that I made it to 51 years of age. I am not senile and old, but right now I'm having a hard time keeping my balance standing here talking to you. I know my problem, and when I finally get my bottom in your office, you get all the research in a nice little envelope because I'll get it into Dr. Sherman's or Dr. whatever the other guy,
Lamson.
His name pronounced.
Lamson. Yeah, that's Dr. Lamson.
Lamson. The thing is, though, is I know a good doctor when I see them. The thing is, though, is I can't get there yet. I've got the money in my hand. It's going in an envelope, and I'm going to nail it to the wall. And when I finally get the appointment, I'm going to unnail the thingy from the wall and walk into your office.
Okay, ma'am.
When I finally walk in your office,
We also happen to have Dr. Russell, Dr. Morikal, and Dr. Persa.
No, I already picked my doctors.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Dr. Sherman, you already told me, is the only one that does this.
Okay, we better see him then.
I will be happy to walk in your office to any doctor to get my foot in the door.
Okay.
But when I go for this problem, Dr. Sherman's going to be holding the needle and no one else.
Okay, ma'am.
So we're going to get to this other problem, though. Someone mentioned brain cancer.
Yes.
There's a lady in our church, and I'm going to give her name. Her name is... When I first met, she was the dying wife of the preacher. And it was always came out of my kids' mouth, says, we're going to go see the dying preacher's wife. And I would correct them and say,
sorry,
Pastor Mingy's not dying, sweetheart. The preacher's wife is, remember?
Okay.
So you will hear that from a four-year-old. You're going to listen that Mrs. Mingy is cancer-free. And you go, really? Yes. She did an experimental thing 30 years ago. And she's the only one alive from the experiment. So that's what makes Miss now considered cancer-free.
Okay, ma'am.
She got declared last year. She stood up in church and said, they have declared me cancer-free. And everybody applauded. So it was a big deal in our church. What did she do? I don't know. But I've also been declared cancer-free on something. I'm still looking for the cancer. I'm still looking for what's bleeding. I'm still bleeding to death. But I went for surgery, and what I did for it was my ESIAC diet. I didn't do just the ESIAC. It's a full life protocol. When I fall off my diet protocol, I am dead sick. So I have to figure out what I did wrong, and what I did wrong this week is I ate some white bread. I can eat bread. I can't eat white bread.
Okay,
and when
ma'am.
I was a child, I got a lecture from an Indian medicine man that told me if he ever caught me eating Wonder Bread, he'd kill me in the backyard before my mom got a hold of me. So I've had doctors that have abused me as a child. I'm the Petri Dish of Washington right now. So I was 10 years old when I finally left Kaiser Hospital and they stopped abusing me there. I just came up to Children's Hospital up here. So University of Washington now has all my records. But what I'm telling you is a lot of these people are allergic to things.
Well, yes, and we do
whatever
see a lot
that
of
man
people,
got,
ma'am.
I know that. I'm going to listen to you, though. But whatever that man got bit by, he needs that bath you were talking about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that man got bit by needs to go take a bath in the Epsom salt and other herbs. That he needs to find out by himself, go to a Chinese medicine man, or go to you, because all the herbs that you mention usually go into my bath water. I go out to the yard, and I pick my whole yard, I put it into the pot, and I boil it, and I go and wash my hair with it.
Well,
and when I'm done washing my hair with it, it's in my bath water.
Sounds like you're really taking care of yourself, ma'am, and we are coming up on our next break, so please do wind up.
I have to tell you, have you ever ate jackfruit?
Once long ago, I was a kid, and I don't remember what happened.
Thank you. I'm putting jackfruit on my roast right now, and I'm boiling rocks for the Puyallup Fair. So I'm having fun because I keep trying to remember not to eat what's in the pot because there's a bunch of rocks in it.
Okay. Well, ma'am, we're having a break next, so thank you so much for calling and telling us about all that stuff. I really appreciate it. Thank you.